our custom, after the Hagim, we try to review some questions that came up over the Hag and give the halakhic rulings. So, Be'ezat Hashem, we have it on record, so we know exactly what we're supposed to be doing. So, some of the questions, unfortunately, that come up on Hagim are regarding Avilut. People pass away all year long. It becomes a little more tricky when they pass away on Yamim Tovim or Chol HaMoed. So Maran discusses these halachot in Siman Tavkuf Memhet. Dinei Avilut b'Chol HaMoed. It's not a small Siman, Ubo Chaf Se'ifim. There's actually 20 Se'ifim in this Siman. Halakha Aleph. Hakoved et meto betoch haregel. If somebody buries somebody that is obligated to mourn for, betoch haregel, whether he buries them on Yom Tov, on the second day of Yom Tov, or Chol HaMoed, lo chal alav avelut baregel. The laws of avelut do not yet activate themselves on the regel themselves. Ela le'achal haregel matchil limnot shiv'a. The avilut does not begin until after the regel, and then they begin 7 days. But they count the regular 30 days from the day of the burial. And the laws of the shiloshim apply, which means there's no shaving, there's no haircuts. That applies immediately, like the regular laws of shiloshim. But the laws of Shiva don't apply until after the Hag. The Mishnah Berura says, "Betoch haRegel, somebody passes away betoch haRegel, ben beYom Tov, ben beChol HaMoed." Now, what's the reason for this? Why don't the laws of Avilut begin immediately? So, the Mishnah Berura says, "The Atem Mizvat Aseh the Simchat haRegel, Shu Aseh the Rabbim, VeDachi Avilut." Because Avilut is a personal mitzvah, where Simchat Yom Tov is a public mitzvah. So the public mitzvah of Simchat HaChag overrides the private obligation to mourn. Beregel. Then he says the Mishnah Berura, Umoneh Sheloshim Miyom HaKibura. And you count 30 days from the day of the kibbutz. And there's a big question, how do we look at somebody that passes away before the Hag? Somebody that passes away before the Hag, so the law is going to teach us that the Hag breaks the seven. Even if they sat for 1 hour before the Hag breaks the seven, and right away they move into the 30 days. That means once they come to the Hag, it's considered already day seven. Not that only breaks it, but it's if the 7 days pass. So now, the question would be, how do you look at Shemini Atzeret? For example, if somebody passes away before Sukkot. Before Sukkot, they sat for an hour, and now Sukkot comes, finished, it breaks the seven. And now they would continue having to count. So now the question is, Shemini Atzeret comes along. So the Mishnah, which is considered really a separate holiday. So the Mishnah Berura writes, when it comes to Shemini Atzeret, Ushmini Atzeret enu nechshav bazeh rak yom echad. But they count Shemini Atzeret as 1 day. However, the opinion of Acham Avadya is not like that. Beshut Yabia Omer, Chelek Tet, in Yore De'a Siman Memzayin Katab, She'af Api Shemaran Hevi Bebet Yosef, Devrei Hagahot Maimoni, Desfir Ele She'enu Nechshav Ela Liyom Echad, like the Mishnah Berura, Mikol Makom, En Echreach Bedvarav. It's not guaranteed that Maran holds it down in Shulchan Aruch, Ve'adraba, Kivan She'shmit Maran Devrei Hagahot Maimoni, Maran does not mention it in Shulchan Aruch, Yeshua the Sfidle She'en Alakaken, Valakak, Dvram Mekel, Ba'avel, Ben Yashav, Lishiva. And that's the way he writes in Chazon Avadia as well, Avedut Chalegimal, in page Kuf Yud Zayin, which is important halakha to remember. Wasn't the halakha for Pesach, but it's halakha for Sukkot. But when it comes to the laws of Avedut, Shemini Atzeret itself, if the Avedut started before Sukkot, so there's no Avedut anyway, because Sukkot breaks the Avedut. The Hadush is that Shemini Atzeret is considered 7 days, because it's considered its own regel. It's not considered one day for the 30. It's considered 7 days. So therefore, that's the opinion of Hakam Vadya. The next halakha, Bimkomot she'osim shnei yamim tovim, which in our place we have 2 days of Yom Tov, monea shiv'a miyom tov sheni aharon. The 7 days start from the second day of Yom Tov. That means the second day of Yom Tov is considered day one. Apal pi she'en noheg bo avelut, even though you're not noheg avelut on the second day. Ho'ilu medvrehemu, since the second day is only midrabbanan, olelo min aminyan, it counts as day one. So therefore, l'halakha, if somebody had passed away on the holiday, in this case on Pesach, on Tavshin Ayin Dalet, so the holiday ended on a Tuesday. So Tuesday was the second day of Galuyot, which was the 8th day of Pesach. Tuesday would be considered day one. So all those people that passed away on the Chag, they started their Avilut on Tuesday. They would go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday. So this Monday, all the people that had Avilut on the Chag, they get up. It's only 6 days. It's not 6 days, because since we're counting from the second day of Yom Tov, and that's the opinion of Maran, Umoneh Maharad, Shisha Yamim, Bilvad.